Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Gift given in. It is day 25. The children have returned to the mountain villages. The miners have returned to the toy mines deep below the surface of the crust. The mantle of the earth is rising above, and now it is time to do gifts.
You alright?
Welcome to day 25 of Wolfwalker.
Who's gonna? I can't wait.
Do you wanna?
Do you want me to open yours first?
You want to open mine first? So that's because you're like
this is a free episode, so everyone gets to hear the sound of us opening gifts.
Yay! So this is a flat gift with Santa Claus and ho 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 written all over it.
Because Jesse, I'm not a ho.
Nope. So first off, wonderful fuckack, Reese.
Wonderful fuckack. It's been a long road.
A long
and I know we'll end up
journey.
Doing it again next year.
Right. I know you're looking forward to that. After Wolfuckack last year, Reese swore he'd never do it again, and I looked at him. I'm like, "There's no way our audience is not going to let us get away with, not doing it." That was not a grammatically accurate sentence. But you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I want to say thank you to everyone who's joined the Patreon and supported us financially and said, "Yeah, this is a lot of work, and we appreciate it, and we want to listen every day, and we're willing to put our hands in our pockets and give you some money to say thank you."
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you so much.
It means a lot.
Yeah, and we're going to continue for our patrons out there. We're going to continue with free bonus episodes coming up, as well as other great stuff coming on. So please stick around for more stuff. And our free episodes are going to keep coming for everybody else as well.
Yeah,
so
and also
there's something for everybody.
And if you're not a patron, then thank you for support. if you're not a patron, then we still really appreciate your support and you listen and choose the show. And you might not be able to afford to do the patron, or you might have other priorities, but it's still nice that you turn up and listen to our show anyway.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. And we still get ad revenue from you anyway.
So. Yeah, so fuck it.
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
It's not a lot. It's literally pennies.
It's not very much. Yeah.
So can I open the gift?
Yes, you can. Here you go. You have to describe it as you do it, though.
So Jesse has given me a small square that is very thin, so it's definitely not a bundle of money or a bicycle.
Can open it. It's got Santa's
opening.
He's open it near the microphone so we can hear. Ooh, it was nice ASMR. It sounds really nice. This is actually like the nicest ASMR we've had on the show.
It is a ink box.
I wrote something on the inside.
So, change is good. Merry Christmas, you sheep shagger, having a wonderful Wurfakak, your deceased friend, Jesse.
Your dearest, dearest your friend. Deceased friend. And that's where I shoot myself in the face as soon as you say those words.
Just how do you know that's what I wanted? So what is Inkbox?
So it is a temporary tattoo that will last 1 to 2 weeks.
Wow, and what is it?
Turn it around.
It says unsuccessful merchant tattoo. Oh. I'm going to put it on a part of my body, though. It's too graphic to post online. That's amazing.
It's got a little Canadian flag on it, maple leaf on it.
So cool. So I'm going to have a tattoo for 2 weeks that says
unsuccessful merchant. Yeah.
There you go.
That's so cool. I really like it. So
wonderful. Fuck act.
You wrapped yours. I wrapped mine too.
Okay. Oh, God. Here we go.
Describe what it's wrapped in.
It's wrapped in a burlap sack, a Dollarama bag. It's wrapped in a Dollarama bag.
If you don't know what Dollarama is, a local dollar store. I don't know if you get them everywhere.
All right.
He's just opening a bag.
I'm just opening a bag, reaching inside. Oh, I'm feeling it. What is this? Okay. I'm bringing it out now. Here we go. What is this? What is this? Warning, to avoid danger of suffocation, keep this bag away from babies
it's
and children.
It's just a bag.
Okay. It's Tim. No! What the fuck did
it's
you
limited
do?
Edition.
Oh my God, no.
It is.
Oh my God.
What is it, Jesse?
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
What is it, Jesse?
So Justin Bieber and Tim Hortons recently joined forces to make Timbits called Tim Biebs. And this is a fucking Tim Biebs fanny pack.
Brown corduroy.
A brown corduroy Tim Biebs fanny pack.
And I have one too, so now we can be fanny pals.
Do they have interlocking zippers?
We should do a photo shoot both wearing them, just strutting around Halifax.
This is amazing.
I was going to just fill it with Timbits, but I thought you might just not use it again then.
You think I'm going to use this in the first place?
Yeah, you put your stuff in there. You said the other day how annoying pockets are, so.
I what?
Said how annoying pockets are, so.
I did?
Yeah, you're like, oh, I hate pockets. I hate putting things in my pockets. I was like, I know. He loves Justin Bieber. He hates pockets. He needs a Tim Biebs.
This is one of the greatest gifts I think anyone's ever given me. A brown corduroy Tim Biebs fanny pack. Man, I can't beat that. That's amazing. We'll definitely do a photo shoot. Oh, my God.
Oh, I like my tattoo. It's good.
I mean, not comparatively speaking, the tattoo is absolute hot garbage compared to my brown corduroy Tim Biebs fanny pack.
The tattoo is a reference to our first episode, which is over 160 episodes ago and nearly 2 years ago. It's good.
I'm glad you brought that up for our listeners who are maybe haven't listened to all of them and have them all freshly in their head.
You should go back.
So unsuccessful merchant is what was described of our first prime minister.
His dad.
John A. McDonald's father was
forever known in the history books as
an unsuccessful merchant. And that's it. Just there was nothing else about him.
And also he died.
Well, yes.
He was known for being an unsuccessful merchant and then dying.
Right. So like that's we had quite a laugh about that at. And so there you go. You got a tattoo.
Yeah.
To remind you of our first episode.
So everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for patronizing us. No. Thank you for being a patron.
That works.
Thank you for tuning in regardless of whether you're a patron. And thank you to everyone who follows us on social media and supports us. And we hope you have a great rest.
Yes.
Have a happy, happy, wonderful Wafuckak.
We're really glad that you joined us for Wafuckak and you know, did these ridiculous fucking nights with us. That was super fun.
Yeah.
when are we going to be back?
I don't know. We'll see. 2023?
Oh my God, no.
No. We'll have a short break.
Not that long.
We'll have a short rest and then...
back in January sometime.
Yeah, we'll be back in January sometime. And then we'll do a live stream for the patrons and we'll be back with the regular weekly free episodes and see what happens.
Yay!
So goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Wonderful Wafuka!
Wonderful!
That was really fun.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.